some new tools to improve eating habits. Hello and welcome again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, researchers are focusing on behavioral science to help improve school meals and kids' eating habits. USDA's Susan Carter has more.
David Just is an applied economics and management professor and co-program director for the Child Nutrition Center at Cornell University. The program is aimed at teaching school lunchroom professionals how to enhance student diets on shoestring budgets. Co-program coordinator David Just says the current formula clearly isn't working.
The strategy that's sort of been employed thus far is offering food that is healthier and taking away bad choices. What this tends to do is just gut sales entirely and make it so the school lunch program within the schools that are doing this are not terribly viable. They just financially don't work. They don't have enough sales to sustain themselves.
The USDA-funded program targets behavior through marketing. Here's what happened at one school.
They had a salad bar that was just sort of stuck up against the wall, and the hot lunch lines went by it, but it was about 6 to 10 feet away. And so if you wanted to get the salad, you had to get out of line, and it was rather inconvenient.
Just says it's as simple as juxtaposition.
Moving that salad bar just about 6 feet over, put it right in between the two different hot lunch lines, and it would be right where the bottleneck occurred before the cash register. So kids had a lot more time to sit there with the salad bar and begin to think, hey, this is some food I might want to try.
The result?
Their salad sales went up about 250 to 300%. It was a near immediate effect.
As for tools in the kit to help bring about change?
Look at ways to use psychology and other subtle cues to try and help kids make better choices.
Like marketing and product placement.
So an alternative, using these psychological cues, we can leave choice there. So children get to choose whatever it is they want to. Try to influence what it is they want to choose.
For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.